us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Nali Bali. Kamuzu's Voice. Over the green hills of Mpumalanga, there was a farm. In a field on this farm, Kamuzu, the horse, always grazed quietly. All the farm animals were friends. They had lots to say to each other, but Kamuzu was shy. He wanted to talk to them, but he could never get the words out. This made him feel lonely and sad. Early one morning, Kamuzu wanted to say good morning to Bas the donkey, his donkey friend. He opened his mouth, but nothing came out. He opened his mouth, but nothing happened. The sound of his big, horsey voice was missing.
What's going on?
Asked Kamuzu.
I can only whisper.
He tried again.
What did you say?
Asked Bas the donkey as he chewed the grass, licked his hairy donkey lips and stared at Kamuzu. The only reason he asked was because although Kamuzu opened his mouth, only a soft whisper came out. It was odd.
My voice, I've lost it,
whispered Kamuzu.
Lost your voice? But you never say anything. So how did you lose it?
Asked Bas the donkey.
But don't worry. I'll look for your voice on the other side of that river.
So Bas the donkey clip-clopped his way over the river to the other side. But as soon as he got there, he smelt the sweet grass. He forgot all about looking for Kamuzu's voice and started chomping on the grass. Back on the other side of the river, Kamuzu was thinking about ways to find his lost voice.
I'll go down to the pond. I'll open my mouth, lift up my tongue, and ask the fish if they can see my voice under it,
he thought. Kamuzu stopped at the pond and opened his mouth. The fish looked up at him.
No, Kamuzu, sorry, there is nothing under your tongue. But don't worry, we will look under the lily pads and between the pebbles at the bottom of the pond for your voice.
The fish swam away, but the minute they were under the lily pads, they found such scrumptious food to eat that they forgot all about Kamuzu's lost voice. Kamuzu sighed sadly and walked on. He looked everywhere for his voice as he trotted along. Then he came across Snorkel, the pig, and Dozy, the black and white cow.
What are you looking for?
Asked Snorkel, the pig.
My voice. It's my voice, I've lost it,
whispered Kamuzu.
Goodness, how did you manage that?
Asked Snorkel the pig.
Never mind, I'll help you look for it.
Me too, we'll look in the grass on the other side of the river,
said Dozy the cow. Poor Kamuzu. The moment Snorkel the pig and Dozy the cow reached the sweet grass on the other side of the river, they stopped and crunched and munched and forgot all about helping him to find his voice. The rabbits were not any help either. They promised to look with their big brown eyes. They promised to listen with their soft brown ears. But when they crossed the river, just like everyone else, all they could think of was the taste of the sweet grass. Kamuzu looked at his friends.
Nobody's helping me. Nobody's looking.
Everybody is just munching, crunching, grazing, gobbling, and eating.
He whispered sadly. He turned and started to walk back to the farm to continue his search on his own. Kamuzu looked under the bushes. He looked behind the shed. He looked up at the clouds, and then he looked over at the hills.
Oh no! Goodness golly gracious me! There comes a storm! It's already raining in the hills. That means the river is going to flood.
He turned and galloped back to the river.
I have to warn my friends. But I can only whisper. They will never hear me.
He stood there for a minute and felt the first raindrops plip, plop on his back. The river was already muddy and rising. Everyone was still busy munching, crunching, grazing, gobbling, and eating. Kamuzu opened his mouth, but nothing happened. Not even a whisper came out. Now he was really scared. He had to do something. If his friends tried to cross the river, they would all drown. He tossed his head, shook his mane, and stamped the ground with his hooves. None of his friends noticed him. The waters in front of him raced and rushed. Just then, it started to rain harder. All the animals looked up and started to run towards the river. Kamuzu forgot about his lost voice. He forgot about being shy and forgot about being sad. He faced the rushing river and, galloping as fast as he could towards it, took an enormous jump right over the raging water. As he landed on the other side, he opened his mouth and shouted,
"Stop! Don't cross!"
The animals were shocked. They had never heard such a big, loud voice come out of Kamazu's mouth.
"Go back!"
Kamuzu shouted.
"Go up to the rocks!"
Everyone ran to the rocks to shelter from the rain. They huddled together.
"You saved us, Kamuzu. Thank you,"
said Bas, the donkey.
"You found your voice,"
said Snorkel, the pig.
"Yes, it's nice to hear you. You were always so quiet. We thought you just didn't want to talk to us," said Dozy the cow.
"I'm shy,"
said Kamuzu.
I never know what to say."
"But we're friends. You don't have to be shy with us," said the rabbits.
"From now on, we want to hear you speak. Promise you will,"
pleaded Buzz the donkey.
Promise!
They all said together. And Kamuzu the horse lifted his head to the sky and shouted,
"Yes! Yes! Yes! I promise."
And so we come to the end of today's story on Gnarly Vali with me, Celia Ngalane. If you would like more stories to read, visit gnarlyvali.mobi from your cell phone. That's gnarlyvali.mobi. You can also get the Gnarly Vali supplement with great stories and activities available every Tuesday in the Dispatch, Wednesday in the Times, and Thursday in the PE Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowers, and Kim Winter.